Okay, we are going to start now Chelek Gimel in the Derech Hashem. Someone pointed out to me today that only a couple minutes after Shkia that today was the Ramchal's Yard site. Mem Aleph Laimer was today. Was the Ramchal's Yard site. And so Zchus Yagin Aleinu that we're able to learn a Sefer. And also, I got a phone call from someone. I just want to be makdim, someone I know, that a certain person needs Yeshua tomorrow, certain bedikah that's happening to them. So I figure tonight is the bridge between today and tomorrow, as we have said this year during Ben Hashmashes, so the schus of the Ramchal, and at least my chelik in the Torah here tonight, should be the schusam that they should be zayfet to besura taiva. Okay, so we're starting Chelek Gimel now. Chelek Gimel is called B'Nefesh HaAdam B'Ruach HaKadosh V'Nevuah Ubi Pu'uloi Shalai K'Derech HaTeva. Speaking about the Nefesh of a person, Ruach HaKadosh, Nevuah, things that happen Shalai K'Derech HaTeva. So Parak Rishon in Chelek Gimel is called B'Inyin HaNefesh U'Pu'uloi Se'ah, talking about the Nefesh. Hinei Kfar Nizvar B'Chelek Aleph Parak Gimel Inyin HaAdam We already explained the Chelek Aleph and Parak Gimel that man is made up of things that no other creation has. Dahainu harkava. He's joined. He is a joint between. He's joined by two different metziyasin. Shenirkavu v'shnei metziyas. Two things that are distant and separated from each other, haguf, the gashmias of the guf, v'aneshama, and the ruchnias, the seichel, and they come together, they join together. No other thing in this world has a harkava, has a mixture of a guf and a neshama. V'zeh, ki meyesh ba'odam mitzius nefesh k'moish yesh l'chol ba'al yachayim. Man has the mitzius of a nefesh that all living creatures have. Animals also have a nefesh. That's what makes them alive. Mishameshes lahargasha, what it serves for the body is, for the hargasha, for feelings. Vaskala hakuka b'tivoy, and every animal, any living thing, has some type of seichel. You can't call it really seichel. However, they have, the brain works to whatever degree is necessary for that animal to be able to survive. That's why the Ramban in Vayikra talks about this. I think over there by the Isser of Dam, where it talks about how an animal has das to run away from something that's going to hurt it, to look for things that are geschmack for it. There's certain things, there's certain, you see, animals have certain types of loyalty and feelings towards people who are friendly to them, and these types of things, it's a type of das. You find certain birds also have a certain type of das, homing pigeons, and everyone has some type of, it's not man das, it's not bechira, it's what's necessary, we'll call it their nature, but it is some type of das, where he's calling it seichel, haskala, hakakuka v'tivay, that's its nature. V'inyin ha-nefesh ha-zois b'chol b'alechayim hu metzius echad dakmai. The inyin of this nefesh in all living creatures is, it's a metzius echad, it's a type of metzius that's dakmai. Meaning, it's not, you can't call it chaymer, it's not chumrius. It's a type of ruchnius, it's an inyin ruchni. So it's called dak, it's very minute, it's very small, it's very thin, but that's not the right way to describe it really. It's an inyan of ruchnius. Nimshachu va b'seichazera achari kolta, and this nefesh comes in the creation of, when it's being created, whatever animal it is, v'atzmai mispashet v'haylech. And then, the way that the creature, or the uber, as it's being created and growing, is because the nefesh, habahamis, is what gives it the ability to grow, and that takes this chumrius of an animal, or whatever creature it is, how does it grow? That's through its nefesh. The nefesh habahamis, as it's called, and as we'll see it's called, is that what makes it grow. Ubaynas haguf, so it gets bigger, and it starts building the guf kithi masharoi l'minahu. This is the nefesh for this animal, for this species, and therefore as it gets bigger and it grows, it's creating the species. As the animal gets bigger, the guf gets bigger, so this nefesh gets bigger too. They go together. And the hergish, the feelings that this animal has, is dependent on this nefesh. And again, the haskala, the seichel, that is the teva for this each and every min, is dependent on the nefesh of a hamis that is in it. And each animal has a different nefesh. Could feed that animal. Because when you look at the balechayim, that each animal has its own type of seichel, has its own mitzias. But vatskolas b'nei ha'adam, we're not focusing on animals there, we're just building up. When we then look at man, is nivdalas me'askolas kulam hefdil gadol. Every animal has its own seichel. There's dumber animals and there's smarter animals. It's just a mitzias. Every animal could feed what it needs in the bria, is how, so to speak, it's given its chachma. It's not really dumber or smarter. Each one gets exactly what it needs. So you can't really match up that this animal is smarter than the other. Obviously, for whatever tzairich was necessary, this animal needed more seichel. When it comes to people, it's an entirely different seichel than the animal has. Which means to say, and we mentioned this once before, the Rambam says, that even the nefesh ha-bahamis that there is in a person is a different nefesh, even though we're calling it Bahamas, it's the animalistic part, so to speak, but it's not because it's the same one in the Behema. The Rambam says, the nefesh of Bahamas of a person is much more refined than the nefesh of Bahamas of a Behema. However, the Rambam says, they both do the same things, each one for its min. What the nefesh does for the animal, this nefesh, the same nefesh, does for the person on its level, so they're both called the same nefesh abahamis. Because their tafkid, what they inject into the person, is the same thing that's injected into the animal. Everyone can see what they need. So obviously the person is going to have a much more refined and a higher level of that nefesh abahamis. But it's the same idea. And the truth is, you see this very clearly, because Chazal tells us, and it's clear, that even though an animal has seichel to keep away from things that are mazikit, however, you can't compare that to the seichel of a person who keeps away from things that are gonna, might be mazikim, that are gonna hurt him, is a different degree. Because even though it's the same nefesh that's working here and working there, but this is the nefesh in the person, with everything about the person, Mashayin Kain, this is the nefesh in the animal, with what's in the animal, Chazal tells us. Adam Yeshalei Das Lishmar Eskufay talks about different types of, if a person trips or an animal trips on something, who's chaya for that? The person who left the, someone left something in the street. Someone tripped on it. A person, Chazal say, should pay attention where he's going, because he's able to watch himself. Animals, as much as they are careful about not getting hurt, but it's not to the same degree. They always watch where they're going, so they trip. So perhaps it's not the animal's fault, it's the person who left it there. So you see that even in the same tafkid of, as we said, one of the inyanim of Nefesh Rahamis is keep himself away, that's part of the seichel, the Ramban said, of not staying away from things that hurt it. It's not the same between people and animals. V'ulam kol ze nasa b'nefesh hazois, k'tichuko hativi, everything is done in this nefesh, whether it's the different animals on their level, the person on his level, but it's in this nefesh according to the way it was set up, according to the kelim that was given, the chol min v'min l'fi mashu, every single min, every balchai, has what it needs. V'hinei, the nefesh ha'adam, in the nefesh of a person, yibachanu b'chinas v'kaiches, over there you'll find certain types of kaiches, kigayin, hadimyayin, v'azikarayin. You find dimyon, the kayach to imagine things, and zikarayin, and seichel, and the ratzayin. Kulam kayaches banefesh. These things are all found in the nefesh of the person. So obviously we're already seeing that this is different than an animal. An animal doesn't have all these things. So, but what the animal needs gets through its nefesh, and what we need. Mugbalim b'gvulim yiduim. Obviously, All these things have their own boundaries, they're limited. A person's zikaron is limited, only starts at a certain period in his life, zikaron has its gvul to it, obviously. And all the different things there have their gvul. Upayla mejachem yuchadim, and each one works in its own way, each one has the way it works. Avnam no bad calls that. But besides for all this, nimsa'ay ba'adam metzius nafshi. Man has something else, and he has in him a nefesh. Nivdal ve'alyon ma'id. This nefesh is nivdal, it has no shaykhis to gashmias, it's nivdal from gashmias. Ve'alyon ma'id. The nefesh of Bahamas has a shaykhis to gashmias. It's the battery that makes the gashmias run. It's very integral to the gashmias. It has a very close shaykhis to the gashmias. Because without this nefesh of Bahamas, and whichever it is, the animal, the person, it can't run. It's the power source. However, this nefesh we're talking about now is nivdal. There's no shaykhis to gashmias. The elyon ma'od, and it's very high, it's very lofty. And so what's the purpose? As we said before, the nefesh of Bahamas does everything a person needs. Dimyon, zikaron, seichel, ratzon, these are all kaychas. This is all what a person needs. So what is it? This is what attaches him up to the Sharasha Malyani. Sheyesh lo likasher bam, that he needs to be tied to them. Liyais maisa malidin kolata makaychas al yainim mekayach gadol. As we learned about earlier, that when a person acts, his actions, they have an effect on what happens in the Olamas al yainim. That means he has a direct line up to the Olamas al yainim through his Bechira, and he's able to affect things. This is done through this neshama. The neshama, which is a nivdal, the neshama is kulay ruchni and has a kesher to the Rosh Harashim al Yainim, that through his actions he's able to do things in the Olamas al Yainim. Now the Nefesh HaChaim speaks out the Feirish and his Barichos that this is only by a Yid and not by a Goy. A Goy does things that does not affect the Olamas al Yainim. A Yid does things, it affects the Olamas al Yainim. This neshama that is had here that we're talking about is only by a Yid. And I've said over before, and I've heard Rabbi Brevdon, and in the Sefer he brings a Zayar that tells us that when we say a neshama is chelek alikami mal, and this is what we're talking about here, it's only the neshama of a Yid. A neshama of a Goy has its sharashim in the sitra achra, the Zayar says. It's not from kaifas akusha, it's from kaifas atuma. I always had a hard time understanding this. It didn't bother me at all. But I didn't understand it, especially in light of what we learned here in the Ramchal, that Adam Arishan, if he wouldn't have been chayte, the entire world, the chayra, would have been, it wouldn't have been a Klai Yisrael per se. Klai Yisrael is doing that job that Adam and all his told us would have done. So, where did these neshamas come from? Where are these neshamas that are the Gaish and neshamas, like where did they come into this world from? If you tell me all neshamas from Adam Rishon are chelek alikami miles, I understand that. But if they come from the Sitchakra, theoretically they never really should have been around, because if Adam wouldn't have done his chetz, so like the Ramchal said, all his toldos would just be a chelek of him. So I never understood it 100%. It was Makabalit, and the truth is I never got around to asking him about it. But last week's shiur, I heard him say, Rav Chaim Vital, which is mostly from the Arizal, he says over things, and he explained it a little bit. It doesn't fit 100% with the derech we learned in the Ramchal, but at least it gives a little bit more of an understanding. And he says as follows. He says, all neshamais were of Klal Yisrael, were in Adam Arishan's neshama. Adam Arishan was Yitzir Kafo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His neshama was Chaylik Alikami Ma'al. That's where it came from. All neshamas of Klal Yisrael were in Adam Arishan. So says Reb Chaim Vital, so where did the neshamas of the Goyim pop into this world from? So he says, Chazal tell us, Ba Nachash Al Chava V'Hitzel Ba Zuama, that the Nachash, whatever happened there with Chava, and somehow he injected into her some type of zuama. That zuama is the makar of all the other neshamas. So they don't come, Chazal say, Atem kruim adam, veinu masalim kruim adam. So it seems, it's supposed to say there at the end of this whole shmuz, that's why Klai Yisrael is called Adam, because we're a chelik of Adam Arishan. The neshamas of Goyim didn't come from Adam Arishan. They came from that zuama that was ejected into Chava, which is all part of the entire chet. It doesn't fit so good with the Ramchal, which I'm saying it has to, but it's just if we're trying to make a better point to the Ramchal, because we said the Ramchal seemed to hold that there was a tkufa that anyone could have chapped being the ones who are going to bring the tikkun of the Olam. Avraham Avinu chapped it, no one else did. If Klal Yisrael and Avraham Avinu, they had the right neshamas, so sort of it wasn't such a fair game, right? He's automatically, the cards were for him. So, it doesn't 100% fit, but at least I understand, according to the Zohar, and according to the Chaim Vital, where the neshamas came, or how they come from the Sitrachra, where to come from, they taka came after the Chet. That was part of the Chet. That's where there's neshamas, when the whole world went lower, so now there are a bunch of, and now Chet was in the world, and the Satan had a kayak in the world, so now these neshamas, which are a byproduct of the Satan, have a kayak in the world. So we have the neshamas of Chelek Alekami Mal, so we could be pile things on the Lama Tzolyanim. Goyim aren't pile things in the Lama Tzolyanim. They don't do anything in the Lama Tzolyanim. What they do, they have the Nefesh HaBahamis. That's what they have. But this neshama that we have that has the Sharoshim B'Kedusha, that's something that only Yidden have. And again, and this is a long Arichas in Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner talks about this. That the chet, what a chet, when a yid does a chet, he does more damage than the Nebuchadnezzar and Titus did when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Because they just destroy things in this world. And a yid does a chet, he's bringing Tumah into the Olamos Al-Yayin, into the highest Olamos. So that is this neshama he's talking about, that has its cash in the Sharoshim Al-Yayin. Now, as we've said, that man has his ties to the Makaris Al Yainim, and things have to come through that system to the Lamas Al Yainim. It comes through this neshama. Eventually, when it comes down, it gets into the Nefesh HaBahamis, it comes from the Nefesh HaYainis into the Nefesh HaBahamis and into the Guf. And that's how a person does things. Things happen to him. And the Nefesh HaYoina, that's what leads, and that's what fears, that's the one that controls the Tachtoina. And whatever needs to happen goes from the Nefesh HaYoina to the Nefesh HaTachtoina. Bechol Zman Mizmani HaAdam, in all the times of the person's life. It's dependent. How does he keep a kasher with the Yayin? Does he keep the lines of communication, so to speak, open? Does he keep the Kedusha open? Or is he stuffing it up with his Tumah? If he's stuffing it up with his Averis. It's all dependent on how the person is miskasher himself with the Yayin. Now where do you have that this Nefesh, where exactly is it? Where is its kasher to the Nefesh HaTachtayna? Where is the Nefesh HaTachtayna found? It's somewhere deep inside, in the ruchniest part, so to speak, Hayoyser Dak Shabadam, in the dam of a person. As we know, the Pasuk says, Ki Adam Hu Ba-Nefesh Yichaper. Dam Hu Ha-Nefesh. Dam is the Nefesh. The Nefesh is found in the dam. That's where it is. So, that's where the Nefesh is. That's why the Ramban explains that there's one of the reasons for the Isser of eating dam is because when you eat the dam, you get the nefesh of whatever you're eating. That means the nefesh habahamis that's in the animal with all its animalistic instincts and all its whatever is supposed to be in the animal and not be in the person. When a person eats the dam, it's mischaber with him because you're getting, so to speak, the undiluted nefesh. You eat other parts of the animal, there's the iser to eat dam, you get the dam out, even though it was affected, everything's affected by the dam. And even though the mitzvah of the animal is an animal, but it's undiluted already. I mean, it's diluted already, it's not the direct nefesh. But when you eat the dam of a nefesh, says the Ramban, you get the midos of that animal. You get the gassus hanefesh, you get the gassus hanefesh of the animal comes into the person, because that's where it is, that's the makar of the nefesh of Bahamas, and that is why eating dam is also, says the Rambam. So v'nimtza haguf u'shtei neshamas miskashim zeimze. So in the dam you have all three things coming together. The neshama al-yayin is connecting with the neshama tachtayin, which is connecting with the guf, all happening here in the dam, and that is what a person is made up of. The stronger his kesher is with his nefesh ha-tachtayin and his nefesh al-yayin, so the more hashpah ruchnis will have. The stronger the connection is, this is an electric connection here, the stronger the connection is between the Bahamas and the Ruchnias, is the more hashpah he'll get. He'll keep keeping the lines open. Now, he continues and he says, V'inei mipnei ha-kesher hazeh she'niksheres nefesh zois faguf ha'idea nefesh ha-tachtoino. Being that this lofty neshama is tied to the guf, so nimtzes mugbelis v'gvulis pratim. So ends up that it's limited. It's limited in certain things. V'nimna mimenu ha'ishtatzlis v'aizek im ha'nimtzoyim ha'ruchanim v'nivdol. So if it was kulei ruchni, it would be able to have something to do with malachim, with inyanim ruchniim, nivdolim, things that are not gashmi. Because man ha'yoyzim is kasheris im ha'guf. But the problem is, when it's attached to the guf, as long as the person's alive, it's attached to the guf, so it has gvulos. It's limited. It can't have an asek with ruchanim. Umispaelas mimaisei haguf liskasher al yodam ba'or ha'baris farach shemayim. Not only that, it's controlled by the maisei haguf. It's true, it's in control, but it's controlled too by the bechira. As long as you need to keep the connection strong. So, depending through the actions of the person, so a person could become more kosher through the nefesh al yayina to Hashem, or chas v'shalom to stray away, b'lidovik b'kaykas ha'tumah. If he decides with his nefesh ha'bahamis and with his guf to stray away from Kedusha, so then the kesher becomes weaker, the nefesh al yayina doesn't have as strong a signal anymore, even though it's ruchni, but the very being that it's attached to the gashmi, so it makes it limited and it's dependent, its receptor, so to speak, is dependent on how clear the channels are. And then it's dependent if a person's working towards shlema, so moving away. On the flip side, it goes the other way also. It helps a person act. The neshama helps a person do things. And it's manhig the nefesh ha-tachtayna. It helps a person with his guf and with his feelings. And with everything that's physical about him too. Umadri chasa. V'choykekes b'tziurei ha'askala. L'fi ha'chanasa. It gives a certain type of haskala according to the kishrenis of the person. Which means to say that although every person has a nefesh ha'bahamis, which we said gives him seichel and dikaron and dimyon, but he's injected with greater kaychas through the neshama. The neshama injects more kaychas into the nefesh ha'bahamis. Again, dependent on l'fi hachanasa, how he prepares himself. If a person prepares himself properly, so he ends up being a receptacle for Kedusha. That means everything about him, his ikaron, his dimyoinus, everything about him becomes greater, becomes better, becomes more kadosh. Umayledes v'amachshobes v'haratzayin. Why does a person think one thing? Does he think Kedusha? Does he think Tumah? His thoughts, which is part of Nefesh HaBahamis, however, if he's being injected with Kedusha through his Nefesh Al Yayina, so his thoughts will be things of Kedusha. His Ratzayin will be Ratzayinus of Kedusha. His Zikaron will be Zikaronus of Kedusha. So many Gedolim, they said that they used to know when it came to Torah and it came to Ruchnias, they could remember their photographic memories, remembered everything. Came to other things, the Zikaron wasn't able to be touched at all. It couldn't remember a phone number. Because Kedusha made it that their Zikaron was able to be Taibas Kedusha. Everything else wasn't for them. And so even though these things are, and every person has it, and these things are totally in the Nefesh HaBahamis, but they get refined, and they get injected with Kedusha, and they become better through the Nefesh HaYayin. So through the Nefesh HaYayin, a person's entire body could become greater than someone, a guy who doesn't have his Nefesh HaYayin. A guy doesn't have it. He has a nefesh abahamis. He looks like us. I was just listening on the way here to Shmuz from Rabbi Ravda from this past week, where he was talking about this inyan of a person has to realize the difference between a Jew and a guy. And unfortunately, part of galus and part of what we suffer in galus is that we become affected by the Goyim. And the reason is because they look the same as us. They look the same. They're people, and they have hands, and they have feet, and they talk, and they do everything. So he says, if a person sees a dog in the street, gets hat outside, and he looks at the dog's not so hat. Why? Doesn't have to wear any clothing. The person can start taking off his clothing and say, well, it's a good idea. Obviously not, because I'm a person, and this is an animal. There's a rotten piece of meat in the street. The dog goes and smells it and licks it. Is a person then going to say to himself, well, it's a good idea? Obviously not. Everyone understands that. Why? Because I see the difference. But when I see other people and I don't understand the difference between us, I say, well, if it's good for them, they're people, so why should I be different? Okay, we know we're Yidden, we know we're different, we have halachas, we have kedusha, we have this, but at the end of the day, the hispilus that we have, the merchak is not as clear, and therefore a person is slowly desensitized to a lot of these things. So therefore when he looks and he sees that a guy is walking around and not 100% dressed, well, maybe, okay, I'm not going to go that low because I know there's a difference, but maybe I'll go a little bit less. He said such an humble thing, this I never heard from him before. Mamash just heard on the way here, from last month of Shabbos. He said that he heard from Rebbetzin Kanyevsky, the stipler's Rebbetzin, that she said, b'shem her brother, the Chazanish, that he told her that, he said it was interesting, he was talking about sneers, the Chazanish was talking about sneers of a man too. Meaning we all know if a sneers, a lady, a girl has to cover their elbows. That's at least the minimum in a sneers. On the arm, the elbows have to be covered. So he says, how much is the difference between a sleeve that covers the elbow and a sleeve that's just by the elbow, but it's not really covering? He said, an inch and a half, maybe not even that much. He said, that inch and a half is more chomer than chilul Shabbos. Those were the words of the Chazon Ish. And in that inch and a half, from covered to slightly covered / uncovered, is more chomer than chilul Shabbos. That's what the Chazon Ish told him. And the Chazon Ish really held that even for men, their elbows should be covered. There's mekaymes amechusim baguf, that if a man or anyone touches them, there's a chiv nefil sedayim. Right, middle Chazon Ish b'chlal held that people don't have a tzlach in learning is because they touch places she'ena mechusim, that are supposed to be mechusim that aren't, whether it's above their elbow, whether he was very against kids wearing shorts and things like that, at least when they're learning, because they touch their feet and the mechuyim and tzil sedayim, they don't have a tzlacha. He was very, Chazon Ish writes mamash as a school to be nizer in tzil sedayim, scratching your head, these things, a school on limrat Torah. And the Chazon Ish held that a man also has to have his elbows covered. And if he doesn't, that's a mokam amechusa, that's supposed to be covered. And he said, even if people, they start wearing short sleeves, but what item, he says, if someone touches above their elbow, they're going to wash their hands. So see a makam amechusa, even a man. So these are inyanim that because we are in the galus, we become desensitized to it. Why? Because we look at them as people, and they are people. I'm not saying that the goyim are animals; they're people. They're not. But at the end of the day, we have to realize we're very different than them. We have a nefesh that is a chelik alekam imam. We have a nefesh that has ties to the Rabbeinu Shalom. When we do something, it's making an effect in olam hasal yoinim, and therefore, what's good enough for them is not good enough for us. We need far better than that. That's, again, that's unfortunately in the galus, that's what happens. So, but part of understanding who we are is resensitizing ourselves to the adinus hanefesh that we have with our neshama al yayna, that it doesn't pass for us. It doesn't pass for us to do certain things. We're b'nai melachim, as I always say, said other years, say the story with Margaret Thatcher, that she was once Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister of Great Britain in the olden days of the 80s, and she once came to a steak dinner with the Queen, and they were wearing the same outfit. And it was the press had a party, a chutzpah, and it's, you know. So she sent a letter of apology to the Secretary of the Queen, you know. It was a mistake, obviously, an honest mistake, and maybe they should, if they're going to affairs together, they should coordinate their wardrobes, let her know what the Queen's wearing, she won't make the mistake. And she got back a letter that said, from the Secretary of the Queen, and it said on it, the Queen does not notice what other people wear. You're right, there was a pigam, and I'm sure the Queen spoke to her, she was the Prime Minister, she said hello to her, she said everything, but she's the Queen. She's a Malka. She's Malucha. Malucha, everyone else, they're people. They're not someone I even know what they're wearing, what they're looking. I have to talk to them even. But it's not even, so to speak, on my radar screen. It's not something that I'm margish. Person sees a dog in the street, or a person sees, and I don't want to use the mushroom the exact same way, but we're trying to give the merchuk here. Even if you go over it and how cute it is on this and how that, if you walk away 5 minutes later, do you remember exactly, was it wearing booties, or was it wearing a sweater, or what color was its leash? You don't remember these things. Why? Because what does it do with me? What do with me? I said how cute, I pet it, or whatever I did, or I ran and screamed, whichever way you choose to do it, right? Well, I might say, one thing you don't notice is the color of the leash. What is it again? I'm going to put a leash on me? Well, what do I have to be with the Indian to know it? That's the same idea. Rabbi Amalach and the Queen, she to her, was not Negea. She's Malucha. Malucha doesn't look down. They talk, but it's not Negea to them. They don't relate to the commoners. Something Bechlau, we have no heritage of what Malucha is. We try to tell ourselves we're B'nai Malach and Mamachas Kain and Megai Kaddish. We don't know. That's a very big problem, especially in the United States of America. I mean, even in England, it's not a real Malchus, but it is a Malchus because they're very into the Malucha, and they do consider everyone else as commoners. The people of England don't like that because at the end of the day it's not a real Malucha, it's really a democracy there. But the idea is there is that they're very uppity up about it, and therefore they don't notice. The Queen does not notice what other people wear. You can't wear what she wears, but Lamaitza, you don't have to worry, Ki'ilu she was insulted. She probably didn't notice you. That was like the biggest, you know, even the Prime Minister herself. And that's the idea over here. We have to understand that when the name Malachim, we have to deal with the Goyim, we have to talk to them, we have to be civil, we have to live the Shalom, we live the Golus. But at the end of the day, the Hashpa, we have to look at ourselves and say, we don't know this, it's not on our, we're not paying attention to it, we have what we have, and they can do what they want. It's something that's not Negea to us, even though they're people. It's bringing a little bit closer, not to say they're animals, you can't look at them as animals, because at the end of the day they're not, and then your mind doesn't register it that way. But to register ourselves being proud of who we are as B'nai Malachim, we're not, we don't talk like them, we don't eat like them, we don't dress like them. Why? Because we're B'nai Malachim. We're not in this world. We have a nefesh, a chelik, a lekamimau. Nefesh al-yayna. That's Sabaoth HaTeir. That's Mamlechas Kayanim, B'gai Kaddish. That's who we are. That's Kedoshim Tiyu. That's understanding that we are above them. And therefore, we have to work on resensitizing. We were sensitive. Our neshama is sensitive to it. We became desensitized in the Golas. And especially in this Golas that we're in now. In America, I would think even more, and you see in the other Gullahs throughout Europe and these things, that Lav Dafka depends on the Mekaymus, but those who were desensitized to it usually didn't end up remaining from. That skull and these things that really mixed with the Goyim ended up off the Derech. We're in a Gullahs, Baruch Hashem, that we remain on the Derech, but Lamaisa, we're very desensitized to it. The Mishta, we mix a lot more with them also. And therefore, it's part of understanding who we are is resensitizing ourselves that, you know what, it doesn't pass. And it doesn't mean because it's not kosher. It could be kosher food too. It could be tznias to see the letter of the law, but at the end of the day, if you think about it, that's the way a guy eats. That's what a guy eats. That's gashmias. That's how he eats. That's how they dress. Even if it may be, and most of the times, usually, it's maybe in one set of laws of tznius that it is, but in the lave and the real heritage of what tznius should be, it's not really tznius, even might be the right length and like this and like that, not to get into pratim, whatever it is. usually it's not even somewhere in the rules. However, even if it is, but it's just not Shein, it doesn't pass for me to do. That's the idea over here of understanding who we are, that we have this chelek elikam imam. We do things, and therefore, if we resensitize ourselves, so then we become infused with Kedusha. That means we're recharging and we're reconnecting this Neshama Al Yayna to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything about us becomes greater, becomes different. Our machshava, our thoughts, our actions, our she'ifas, everything becomes injected with Kedusha. If it becomes injected with Kedusha, so then not only does it become better, it becomes more Kaddish, it becomes... That's what it becomes a yid. That's what we become, better yidin, and slowly but surely it snowballs itself into lamaila, lamaila, lamaila. Until then, we talk, you have no shaykh to the guy, until a person feels that way. But step number one is to try to resensitize ourselves to this idea of who we are. We have this neshama, we have a chelik elikam imal, and if we do that, so then we are strengthening this keshet. Okay, so let's go a little bit further. Even though we're calling this one nefesh, the truth is, it's many different parts, and there's many different madregas. We could really say it's many different nefashos that are attached to each other, like rings in a chain, the links of a chain. Just like you have all the links in the chain, that's what makes it a chain. Through all the different madregas of Kedusha is built up this general term that we're calling a chain, we're calling the nefesh al yayna. The kulam kshura subazu, and each step is tied to the other. V'achrayna, it's the last link that links the nefesh ha-tachtayna, and the nefesh ha-tachtayna is linked into the dam. So the nefesh al-yayna is many, many links moving all the way up from the lamas al-yayna and makara kedusha down, down, down as it's making its way into this world. It finally links up at the bottom link with the nefesh ha-tachtayna and in the dam. This is an interesting thing, and that is, it's possible for parts of this chain to be removed at times. If a person does a chet, he's metame part of the chain. That part loses its kayach, it doesn't exist. It's possible a person could do tshuva and he could re-inject it. It's much harder to do after that. The Zohar that brings down over here on the bottom, Isaiah says that if a person gets angry, he's oiker mimenu et haneshama hayoyna kedusha, takes away a little bit of his neshama, and in its place comes the sitra achra. And even if afterwards the person gets this strange thing, the sitra achra, away, he tries to be mamshech kedusha back into it, is halavai she is kadesh. Halavai should be zaycha that he could go back to the way he was before. Because once it leaves, it's so much harder for it to come back. It's possible it could come back. And these are other averis and other tumas also. So it's possible for chalakim of this chain to be removed, come back. It's possible a person could even add on links in the chain. Or maybe you could say the links that are there will become thicker, they'll become stronger links. Sometimes they come and sometimes they go. But you won't be able to tell anything in the guf. But it has ashva in the guf. That's the neshama yisera. Neshama yisera is something added to this neshama al yayna. It comes, Shabbos, goes away. That's yisvasu is added. You don't see a roishim in the guf. However, there is a hashva, Chazal tell us, the Neshama Yisera makes a hashva on a person. It makes a hashva on the guf. You may not see it clearly. These things we're talking about, you can't see clearly in the guf. You don't see it in the life of the person or in the feelings of the person. You don't see what's being added or being detracted by the neshama, this neshama yayin is having extra things added onto it or things taken away. What it's doing is the part of the person, it's affecting what the true person is. And that's the yachasim asharashim al yayinim. That's his shaykhis asharashim al yayinim. If he adds on to it, his nesham yaseira, he has a stronger connection now. If things go away, he has a shvakar connection. Kithim ashu roi likashavam, according to what that person is supposed to be. Viname klauze, this is where he says, who inyan on nesham yaseira shabob, ashabbat kaydish veilachis lab, b'matzai shabbos. But it's not only that. Vain bi yasavalayt yasanagashim al. If you don't feel it, but in the kesher that there is salamas al yayinim. And this is why we said last time also that there's certain zmanim a person can get more of ashpa. Because sometimes, at least Shabbos, the Shabbos is not just the zman he also gets a charge in his neshama, in his kesher. So now what he can chap, the kedusha, he can chap on Shabbos to come into him, is something more than he can get during the rest of the week. Because there's more lines going up, where the line is stronger, the kesher is stronger. That's this, and that's everything. So when he does an Avera, or his Maisav in Kedusha, he's affecting that Neshama Yainis. He doesn't feel it. Person gets angry, or he does an Avera, he doesn't feel anything. He's thinking the same way, he's talking the same way, as far as he understands. However, something happens in his Neshama Yaina. And it does affect somewhere, because now that the Kesher is Shvachar, so then the effect is also Shvachar. And what's in the other way, if he's Maisav Kedusha, I'll just do one more line. We name it Klal Chalki HaNeshama Mischalik L'Chamisha. The Chalki HaNeshama are divided into five parts. In Nikroim, this is the famous five parts that are said all different places. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. And Be'ezus Hashem, next week we will continue and we will see. I'm not going to go 100% into what all these things are, but we will try to explain just a little bit of these Chalki Neshama. Actually, the truth is, now I'm thinking about it, next week is Erev Shavuos. Wednesday night is Erev Shavuos, so Be'ezus Hashem have a shir. However, we're going to do Inyani Shavuos, or the Inyani Matan Torah. So the next year after that, the next year in the Erev Hashem will be the Wednesday after Shavuos, which is graduation, right? Good. We'll see when the next year is. Be'ezus Hashem. I don't think about it. Graduation Wednesday night.